What's up, guys? This is Randy, a.k.a. Norbert from Facebook Gaming. I'm the world's first quadriplegic professional video game player, and you're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
Spider-Man here.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave Fennoy.
Hey, guys. This is Ashley Birch.
This is Master Daniel Piscina.
You're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
Welcome to Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Show.
I listen to the Game Fix Show, you know, to make me feel better about myself, about the world.
All right. Partner, you know what time it is.
Let's go payday! Payday!
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website if you haven't. GameFixShow.com and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here, Facebook.com/GameFixShow every Monday night.
Yes, happy October. Happy October to you. I don't know if that's
you,
a thing
you too.
To, I don't know if that's a thing to be happy about, but I think a lot of people are happy about that.
Another month closer to Christmas, my friend.
That's fair. Other people say a couple of weeks closer to Halloween. So depending on how you look at it and what you're into, that's fine. Honestly,
Halloween is just Christmas for people who hate Christmas.
Okay, that's fair. Actually, that's actually about as clear as you could put it. I think most people just assume that, you know, oh yeah, it's Halloween. We gotta put skulls and black cats outside and pumpkins and things. And you guys live in an apartment, but do you guys put anything out? Do you guys put things on your windows or anything?
We have stuff. Yeah, my fiance is big into Halloween.
Okay.
So we have decorations, not outside. We don't go that far. We have window pasties.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. Yeah.
I mean, I like it, but everybody that I've ever talked to that has said, I don't like Christmas, their favorite holiday is Halloween.
Halloween. Okay. It's the other way around. Yeah, I don't even know what I like. I'm more like an Easter guy. I'm not. I don't really care about Easter. It's fine.
Easter.
Hey, you know what? People like Easter. I'm probably a Christmas guy, but although I don't really like presents, I'm like kind of weird about it, but whatever. That's fine. But give me presents. I will accept them. Anyway. We have pumpkins on the front porch. I can at least say that. So we do kind of we celebrate, but not like to the point of like people like put up like that fake webbing. I don't know why we started the show like this, but whatever. please follow us on our social medias. The easiest way to find us is on our website, gamefixshow.com. You can see it. We're Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So please subscribe to our YouTube page. That would be awesome, great, grand, wonderful. Please do that. Also, we have a Patreon. The link is right underneath it. It is like a it's a GIF. It kind of moves, and you can click on it, and you can support the show like that. Verlaine, what can they do to support the show, or how can they support it?
It's the way that you can monetarily support the show. Mm-hmm. Everything, of course, that we get from you is just dished out right back in the form of this beautiful artwork that we call the show. So anything is appreciated, even if it's a penny a day. It doesn't matter to us. Everything that you're watching Monday nights, everything you hear downloaded, always going to be free.
Yeah.
This, once you start getting into the higher tiers of our Patreon, you start getting a little more back in the form of kind of access into the show, getting a little deeper. You start getting access to the off-air banter that we have with the celebrity interviews, like Yuri Lowenthal, pretty much everybody, Dave Fennoy, like everybody. We have a voice project going on that we get people to participate in. We should keep that going.
Yeah.
Sure. But it's pretty interesting. You get first dibs on Brucey B stuff. When you see us live, you get free stuff and discounts. And I always send out random stuff. Sorry, I'm late, everybody. I was trying to think of the perfect thing to give. And I have it. I have it.
Oh, I like it. I don't even know what you're talking about, but I'll go with it. Yeah.
You'll see.
Cool.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Cool. And then if you hit the highest tier, there's only like a couple slots left. You actually start influencing the show, whereas you give us challenges and you can submit topics. If you want to hear us talk about something, you want our opinion on something, we're going to give it. You know what I'm saying? You become kind of like a co-producer. In fact, Bocephus just challenged us again, right?
He did.
What was that challenge?
I was actually looking for it. I was hoping you would.
I kind of remember it, but the way it was worded. So he wants us to pick a bad game and then find something good about it. But here's my dilemma.
No.
I don't find
a scary, awful,
scary, awful game.
Yeah.
So is it a game that's scary? Or is it so bad that it's like, you know, it's like that bad?
It could be. I mean, I think he kind of I think he put it up for us to translate. So
how do, because look, Everybody notoriously hates Alien Colonial Marines.
Here, let me read you the actual challenge. Here we go. It says challenge for October. Verlaine in Spanish, find a game scary, awful, and then find one good thing from it you enjoyed from playing it. So that's the challenge. It's not too hard. And I think we can accomplish that this month for sure. Do you know a scary, awful game?
That's the thing.
There's a lot of scary, awful games.
I'll let you pick it.
Okay. All right. Cool.
A notoriously bad game, I guess.
All right. Yeah. No, we'll totally do that. I'm sure there. If you guys in the chat room throw out your ideas. If there's a scary, awful game that you could think of that you think we should review, throw it out there. I'd love to hear everyone's opinion as well as what you guys have been playing this week. I just wanted to say a big shout out to everyone that has downloaded the show. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it. Also, I just wanted to point in every Tuesday, one of our contributors, Mike, our lead contributor, actually, he puts out a thing called the Retro Reboot, where he reviews a retro game. We review on the show, he reviews digitally, so online like that. His are probably way more extensive than ours. But this week, it's actually pretty cool. I don't know if you've ever played the game, but the one he is going to reviewing this week is The Legend of Cage. This is it's an arcade style action game on NES, and I've played it. Yes, it's like a ninja game, right?
Dude, I screamed too loud.
I know, that was really loud.
That game brings me fucking back,
cool,
man.
Cool.
Great. That's great.
Well, good. Look for that tomorrow on the website, gamefixshow.com. Like I said, roughly around noon is when he puts it out there. So please look for that. Pretty awesome. So
look, honestly, whenever somebody says anything and it starts out with the legend of, in my mind, I always finish it with Cage, and it's never been completed until today.
Boom.
That's crazy.
That's what Mike does.
Happy October.
Mike delivers. I know. It's a Halloween miracle. I don't know if that's even a thing, but we're going to make it a thing today. So please look for that tomorrow. So, okay, without further ado, like I said, if you're in the chat room, let us know what you've been playing. Verlaine, I think we got to start out with what you've been playing, and I have a feeling what you're going to say.
Well, see, here's the thing. I've been playing more than just that.
What?
So, all right,
go with before what I'm talking about, because you know what I'm talking about.
Starting the week, played a lot of Marvel Avengers.
Yep.
Still a great game, still a game that like I don't even if they put out an update soon, I think that it would be the Warzone killer for me, because I'm at the point where I already maxed out one of my characters, and so once you max out everybody, like, you know, it's like the end is nigh.
Wait a minute.
What?
I thought Warzone was already dead.
Well,
and I say that knowingly about what we're going to bring up with Warzone.
Right. It is, but that's why I'm saying doesn't happen. Shockingly enough, I happened across Angry Birds AR, and that's very interesting. I won't play it again probably. But it was cool.
It was so good. I won't ever play it again.
No, it was interesting. In the form, like, if anybody's ever played Missile Command on the iPhone, it's interesting because the AR part puts an arcade machine in front of you, so you can walk up to it. This puts the pigs, the Jenga, their sets in the middle of your floor. You could, it adds more depth, obviously, but you can walk around it. Like, some of the stuff, you know how like every level has one spot you can hit, the sweet spot that takes out pretty much the whole thing in one hit. Sometimes now that's hidden underneath it, like in little like shelters, so you actually have to bend down and you'll see like a balloon. It's pretty neat. Again, I won't play it again because I mean Angry Birds is so old. It's still Angry Birds, it's just a different view. I had to try Among Us. So
it's funny. This game has been a cultural phenomenon. I think people, because like you see memes about, especially on our page. I know James has kind of taken a little overboard. I had to stop him. I had to stop him with all the Among Us memes. Excuse me. But yeah, go ahead. I'd love to hear what you. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So I mean, look, it's old. It's been around.
Yeah,
it's only popular because of Fall Guys. I'll say it. I don't care what anyone says. It's only popular because of Fall Guys. I'm sure people saw it and thought the guys made that game.
Mm.
Because it's not really an original style. It's just putting that type of game in those simplified graphics, which leads me to believe that just the gamers of now are so... We've lost our sense, not we, they've lost their sense of wonder. Like whenever I'm like, hey, I wonder how long this takes.
Yeah.
They'll Google it where I will sit there in the shower and think of things. And then I'll look up the information to see if I was right.
In the shower.
That promotes imagination. And that is what our developers obviously are lacking these days, is imagination and originality. And now the gamers are feeling that. So they're seeing these old games that are just, you've played it. It's so simple, and it's not even like there's simple games that have good game mechanics. This one just, I don't know, man. I don't get it. It really, even if you took out the murder suspect part, it's still just whoever they feel like doing. It's like almost like a popularity contest or whoever. Like it's, I don't know. I'm not into it. I had to try it though. I get how it could be cool if it was the only one of its kind and if it was brand new, but this, I don't know. People like it for the wrong reasons. I'm not really a fan
because everyone else played. Well,
it's a good game to stream. Like if you're streaming the game, it's cool. Cause then your audience can help you and they get involved, but just playing it, it's like, I don't know.
For bringing that up, Verlaine seems a little sus. Just throwing that.
Totally.
A little sus.
Totally. So yeah, whatever. It was okay. And then now the big one, Star Wars Squadrons.
Ah, there it is. I was waiting for it. Yeah.
Dude, this game.
Well, stop right there. Let me go with mine. And because I got to talk about it too.
Okay, cool.
And mine's real quick. And Sean's in the room. What's up, dude? How's it going? I played a little Marvel, Avengers actually at the beginning of the week. I haven't really played much of it, this week. I actually got back into Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah,
I am chipping away, and I'm gonna complete that game.
Hey, wait, have you completed the story, the main story yet?
You know, I don't.
Are you doing missions outside of that first?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not like if you plowed through you could finish the story.
Sure. Oh, I could finish faster. I could totally finish it tonight if I wanted to, but I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that. So I am taking my time. I'm enjoying it. Everything about it. I love the fighting aspect. I still love it. It's so much fun, dude. The game is. I mean, you played it. You know how. Yeah, it is.
Oh, totally. I'm waiting for that multiplayer update, dude.
Yeah.
That comes out, and I will definitely be on.
Cool. Yeah, because dude, this game is so much fun. The storyline is so rich and so extensive. Seriously, I'm like trying to figure out like what else they could do to it. And it's just more and more. It just keeps going. So I like how they're doing it. I like how the whole game is put together. It's an awesome game. Yeah, I would recommend it to anyone, especially anyone that likes a single player open like a sandbox game type game. So this is definitely another.
Do you know if it's historically accurate?
I do not know. I don't think so, though. It could be based.
I would.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I think if it is, it's probably based. I don't know if these were real people. You know, I don't know.
Based on myth, based on real myths,
something like that.
Myths.
Yeah, could be. We can go with that. I'd be cool with that. But but either way, the game's awesome. Play it if you haven't. I'm telling you. I have a huge announcement. I did beat a game this week. Beat the storyline of a game this week.
What game?
Ba-ba-da-da, Animal Crossing.
Oh, I didn't know it had a story.
No one does. Really, the only storyline that it has is eventually you have to get KK, who is a music playing dog. Okay, because you know they're all animals. They're all right. And you have to get him to perform on your island. He is like the the Justin Bieber of Animal Crossing, if you will.
Mm.
Yeah, that's it. And I did it.
And you got him to play. Was the song awesome?
Yeah.
Was
and then the game it? Totally deleted. No, I'm just kidding. That's not how it works.
Like, you gotta start over.
You gotta start over now. No. I mean, the credits rolled. That's really, and then yeah. You got right back into the game. No big deal. Right. Yeah.
Well, the Halloween thing's coming up, right?
Yeah, actually, I have pumpkins and they're growing as we speak. I don't know.
Awesome.
Before we get into Squadrons, I do want to point out, though, I was banned from my Nintendo account this past week.
What did you do?
Well, about a month in, a couple weeks ago, I got a couple of fraudulent charges on my account. Three fraudulent charges that totaled about $120, which is a big one. And I didn't really know what it was. And the reason why I bring it up is because of this. Like I said, it was about $120, and I was wondering what it was. And the reason why they banned me, and let this be a warning for anybody that has a Nintendo Switch. If something happens like that through your account, don't get your money back through PayPal or whatever you're connected with, or your bank or whatever. Actually, go through Nintendo. That is the reason why I got banned, because I didn't go through Nintendo. I just went through PayPal. They gave me my money back, and then Nintendo was like, "Wait a minute!" And it's for your protection. They'll ban the account just in case. But if I would have went through them, none of that would have happened. But
well, you could still, even if maliciously, pay for a game, use PayPal, and then go to PayPal and try to get it back.
If it happens within your IP address, you know, like within your household. You can't get it back.
Yeah,
that's how it works. So it like happened in some other country, or at least that's what it said it was. Unless you can get that and fake that, I don't even know if that's even possible. But yeah, so but I got it back on. We're good to go. But I'm just kind of throwing it out and let it be kind of a warning to anybody that maybe has that problem. So there you have it. So okay, so okay. Yeah, I know, right? I was like, oh, really? And it was so funny. I was like, I was actually talking to somebody from Nintendo, which is weird, right? And I told him, because he's like, yeah, it might be a few days until your account gets back online. And by the way, it took 2 days, so that's not too bad. I was cool with that. But I told him it's cool. In the meantime, I have an Xbox and a PlayStation, so yeah, that was fun to say. He's like,
yeah. He hung up.
Yeah, and then he's like, bye. Yeah, right. I don't know about this. I'm not even gonna say anything. Okay, well, let's get to it. We played Star Wars
Squadrons.
I gotta hear what you gotta what you think about it first.
Well, you okay? So
nope, you first.
All right, I love the game.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with the fact that I'm like Star Wars guy.
Yeah.
Not, you know, I'm a Star Wars guy. And what this game does with the VR is that it is putting you in the goddamn vehicles. And the graphics for it are superb. And they could do that because there's not a lot. I mean, you're sitting down. So it's so easy with me. Like, I can only play VR when my kids are gone. They'll play with the cords. They'll come around, try to grab stuff. I can't see anything. So this is easy because you play sitting, you play with the controller. It's just so cool. It adds such another element to the game as opposed to playing like any, like Battlefront, the Galactic Wars, the dogfights in that. I mean, first of all, just being able to look around, like once you see someone in one of these games, even if you target them, yeah, around the rim of the screen, you're going to see the red arrow like going towards which way he is. If he's behind you, it'll be straight down. In this game, in VR, first of all, you can just, if they fly up, you can look around. You can dip over the rim of your ship if you have to see where they are. And then in the meantime, all the icons where they would be are kind of floating. So it's easier to find them. Like if they're behind you in the normal game, if you're playing just on a screen, they could be behind you, but up, down, left, right, there, all you know is they're behind you. Yeah. In this game, you can actually like kind of look backwards and you'll see the icon. If it's floating upwards, downwards, you'll see where they are as long as you're targeting them. In the meantime, you have these instruments in front of you that matter. Like one of the options in the game is to play without a HUD and use only the instruments. and they matter. Everything is accurate. It shows your counts of everything, the cooldowns. It shows your radar. You know, like, it shows everything. Some of the abilities hides you from radar, and those things are important. It doesn't get, like, I got sick playing Battlezone, which is that tank game where it's the same thing. You sit down and you slide around in tanks and shit. But I got very dizzy playing that game. And that's the only game that got me that way.
Well, what did Jack say during our broadcast? He said that he says the reason why it got us, I don't know if he's right. I guess I'm going to have to figure it out for myself. But the reason why that got us sick is because it has a horizon and Squadrons does not. It's an interesting thought. I don't know if that's absolutely true. Like, I heard him say it, and I didn't quite believe him 100%. Not that I don't believe Jack, but I was just like, I don't know about that, but I'll give it a go. So what do you think?
No, I think it's true. Okay. Because of the fact that, I don't get sick for any, I could play any VR game, but Battle Tanks got me like beyond nauseous playing it. Like, I really had to fight through it. And then at certain points, I had to like just calm down and just sit in the tank. Like, and that was one of those games where once when I was done and I took off the mask, I was done playing video games. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I was skeptical about this game. And look, just like No Man's Sky, did you play that in VR?
Yes.
Okay. And you flew the ship, right?
Yeah. It wasn't too bad.
Exactly. Like, and it's the same as the only reason we get vertigo is because our bodies aren't moving with the vision. That is the only reason. So with the vignette, whatever it's called, that's blocking out peripheral, because if you're tricking your body into thinking you're not moving sideways. Like, so without the horizon, I can see that actually mattering, because you have gravity, and in the real world we have gravity. But if you take that out, your body maybe your mind doesn't think it's fighting gravity anymore. I don't know. Like, I could sit there and, you know, I actually like tilt and spin and try to go through things. And another part is like, you can move. I don't know what it is, but you got to try it. I don't think you're going to get sick.
Okay.
Another thing with this game that is different about the dogfights in Battlefront is when you hit something, you don't just explode. Like in Battlefront, I get so pissed. Like, I'll be Poe Dameron in the hero. And I'll have his X-Wing and I'll go and I'll, you know, missile locked on and I'll go and I'll try to go in between like two posts and stuff like that. If you just clip one, you explode instantly and then you're done. But in this game, it's a little more realistic where if you clip something, it's going to bounce you. Like, some of the strategy is getting your ship and ramming another ship.
Yeah.
Because you can bounce them, and if they hit against another wall, like, you actually lose control. But you don't die, which is great because you have the ability to get better flying through tunnels and flying around stuff. So with that said, I need to know your opinion, because I tried today to play without VR just to know the difference between Battlefront and this. So I don't. So tell me what you think.
So you don't what?
I don't know the difference.
Oh, you just don't know.
Minus VR, like how it would be playing normally. I know that, look, you have the free look button now, right? You could, if you needed to.
Yeah.
But what else is like different about it?
I don't think anything.
Wait, do you play in third person still? Or is it first person?
It's first person.
Okay.
So that's different. Okay. That's different. And that's cool. I like it. I don't love it.
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know, man, something about it. It's just like, it doesn't really excite me. Maybe with trying the VR, because I didn't want to do the VR until after tonight's show. Because I wanted to talk about the difference. All right. Because right now, today, at this very moment, I am less than even lukewarm excited about the game. Like, honestly, I don't really want to play that game. Like, I almost deleted it, but then I know that I haven't tried it in VR. So that's the next step. That's, you know what I mean? So, but if I don't like it in VR and it feels the same and I suck just as much and I don't get it, I'm out, dude. I am out. But I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give it a try. And actually, I'm planning on doing it tonight. That way we can kind of play it. So I'm planning on doing VR tonight. So there you go.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I can't fathom having this game on the Xbox. I can't, like, why would you have this game when Battlefront 2 exists. I mean, it's just taking out a whole chunk of that game and you're paying almost the same price. With those minor differences that I told you, you have...
Well, VR is the difference. VR is the difference.
VR is the whole reason to this. Like, because look, you can go into Battlefront 2 and play a dogfight and you can do first person and no one does it because it's very obstructive. Like, your view is obstructive. It doesn't feel the same. You don't get the perspective of how wide your ship is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's part of it too. When you're in the cockpit in VR, you understand, like, dude, I didn't hit a lot of stuff with my wings that I usually would, even in the TIE fighter, because you are in it and you know, and you have a better, like, you know how big the ship is.
Okay.
So you know what you can do. I don't know why they would put it out on the Xbox.
Because people are going to buy it. That's why.
Well, you could put loadouts. Yeah. Yeah, but it's, you could do loadouts and stuff, but people are going to be pissed. That's the thing. Like, if you do not play games like Battle, like when I play Battlefield, I play when I'm in the vehicle and the helicopters, I play in first person. Like, that's how I play helicopters and vehicles in that game, is first person. If you don't do that in any game at all, you're always third person vehicles, even in Grand Theft Auto and stuff. Like, even in first person games, when it goes to vehicles, you're in third person. You will not like this game. You need VR. The only thing to add the VR effect is if you hold in the right stick, it's free look.
Yeah.
But so shit's going on. You're tilting. You know what I'm turning. You're just adding another turn. I would get more dizzy doing it that way.
How are the controls in VR?
Oh, perfect, because you're using the controller.
So how do you steer? How do you go fast? How do you? I have no idea.
Oh, it's the same. Left stick up and down is throttle. Left and right is tilt. And then the right stick is strafing.
Okay.
And dipping down and up.
Gotcha.
So it's just like Battlefield or Battlefront 2, like the dogfights.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna like that.
I mean, that's you can change that, the controls.
Yeah, I hope so, because the stick on the VR Wiimotes, if you will, they're not very comfortable. So I don't know. We'll see.
No, you don't use those.
Oh,
you use a controller, like you use the PlayStation controller.
Oh, I see.
So you're sitting there with a play. Yeah. So part of me that loves it is the Star Wars factor, being in it, seeing these vehicles, being just in the vehicles. It's so awesome.
So the only difference from VR to the pad is that you're like in the ship, but the controls are all the same.
The controllers are the same, except you push R3 for you. I think you push R3 to look like you have a free look.
I didn't even know you could do that.
I think that they're the same. Like when we were, you heard me and Jack, like if we were like, hey, how do you do this? And you know, it was the same for you, right? Like, so put the power to the missiles, put more power to the shields, like right, all that stuff. Yeah.
Left, right, up, down, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Right. But I'm telling you, even that small, cause dude, I was on the fence of buying this game. Cause how much could VR change this game that I've already played?
Yeah.
Because if you told me it was any other game and you're like, oh, it's this game, No Man's Sky, it's No Man's Sky, but VR, I'm like, that'd be fucking sweet. And it wasn't. even flying the ship for that game was kind of dizzying.
Yeah.
But this game, like, I was going in assuming like, hey, you know, I might play it a couple times, it may be neat and then done. Neat. But dude, I mean, this game is cool. Like, it's cool. I like it. I like it a lot.
All right. I will give it a go. We'll see.
I know.
We'll see how that is.
If you don't like it, I'm not going to be offended. I dig it. You're not a Star Wars guy.
Yeah, and that's the other part that kind of makes me
Battlefront. Battlefront, dude. Battlefront. Dave just wants to play the soldiers. Like, he'll probably have like thousands in battle points to get heroes, and they'll just stay the soldiers.
Who's this?
You.
Oh, me. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's all good, dude. I don't fucking blame anybody.
Like, just because it's like, it's worth the hand-to-hand combat in that game. Well, that's, we're getting off a different, yeah, but
yeah,
yeah, but anyway,
yeah, it's cool. Like, it's, if you have VR, play the game.
Yeah, no, I'm more excited about getting my Atari VCS delivered.
Yeah, did you pre-order it?
No, hell no. Why would I do that? But apparently that's actually a thing. They're being sent out.
Nice. Already.
Already. Well, I mean, not already, but yeah, yeah. Actually, more like about time.
Yeah.
Should anybody be excited about that?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't understand.
And already is the fitting reply because we're about to get two next gen systems. Now you are coming out at a time where nobody is going to, if they're going to buy a new console, they are not going to ruin that by getting you. Now this is what's going on. Someone in that fucking room is like, dude, pre-order sold out there. Pre-order sold out there. Dude, we could just get all these people that want a console and can't get them right now. So let's put this out now. And that's probably what's going on.
Yeah.
But then these companies are probably going to open up more pre-orders.
Yeah.
It'd be dumb not to. It's like 4 or 5 months ahead of they're even, well, not really, but not, you know, really,
but yeah.
Even if it's a couple months down, even if it's in January, it's not going to be that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. Still, nobody is going to waste their money on this thing, which publicly we haven't really seen anything. You only know if you dig for it.
Well, see,
we haven't seen commercials.
This is what you need to know. And it is a lot of money for you and me. Okay. The campaign that they asked for as far as the Atari VCS was a weird number, but it was $2,955,228. Okay. That was their goal. I would imagine they just kept upping the goal as they were, you know, maybe had, I don't know, whatever.
They'll do that. Once they hit a goal, they'll raise it.
Right. But it was like a weird number that's what they asked for at the end. But, this was June of 2017 at E3. When the campaign started, it ended with 3,058,123. Okay. Everyone just calm down. $3 million to a console, to a video game company is chump change. $3 million? Like, dude, this console, come on.
No, for $3 million, they would have gotten for the Atari 2600 in 1980.
Yeah, right. Like, yes, exactly.
It's that number. All right, so we've got a console that came to fruition. Like, we're like, oh, it's not here yet. It's been so long. Dude, 3 years is not long. 3 years is scary when it took 3 years just from concept to build it and ship it.
Yeah.
So even though it felt long, that's not long. I mean, the ones we're about to get have been in production for probably like since the last ones came out. They've been planning and they're always working on it.
Yeah.
So that's another scary issue. The $3 million. So out of that $3 million, the however many thousands of people that put in however many hundreds of dollars for their console leaves zero profit. If they're making a good console, they have zero profit right there.
Right.
They made a fuck up. They fucked up and they are going to make nothing, which means you screwed up and you're going to get nothing for that money that you paid or else they don't profit.
Well, obviously,
unless they have secret publishers behind them making games specifically for this console,
right?
Their library isn't worth it, man.
Well, the campaign, obviously, you know, you bought the consoles a little cheaper. I think there was like $200, $250, something like that.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes for the early birders. Right now, they're running a special. I'm trying to give this respect because Atari does deserve respect, but right now it's like you'll get $10 off the console if you order now on atarivcs.com. We are not paid to say this at all. Right now with the $10 off, it will be $389.99.
Nice. $10 off,
it's $400. So like, dude,
0.1%.
It's $400.
That's how much the Xbox Series S costs.
Yeah. Right?
And the PlayStation Digital only.
Right.
So there is no goddamn way that they're going to do this. Atari is like Sega with too much pride.
Yeah.
Sega, they knew when to say when, and it benefited them by far because they're still doing awesome stuff.
Yes, they are.
Atari's just like, you'll never keep us down.
Yeah, and everyone's like, no, you're doing it yourself.
I mean, look, I would like to have one of these for the library, I guess, maybe to say it, because Atari 2600 was my very first console.
Yeah. Like,
and you know what, I'm not even... They're called systems. They're not consoles. A console is what the fuck.
I love that you brought that up.
I'm done with it.
Well, when did that start? I want to actually talk to you about that. When did that start?
I don't know.
Because like, as far as I remember, because like when I was a kid and, you know, you talk to your friends, the question was, what system do you have? Right.
Right.
Yeah. And you knew exactly what you meant.
Yeah. It's I think it happened during the Xbox. I think it was when the Xbox came out is what started the split, because at that point, and this is just going off my head, there's Mike probably knows more about this, but yeah. From that point, everything had system in the name. Nintendo Entertainment System, Super Nintendo Entertainment System, PlayStation Computer Entertainment System. But then Xbox comes out and it doesn't have system. Even Atari, Video Entertainment Console. No, system.
System.
Computer.
Oh, yeah, the computer. BCS. That's it.
No,
yeah,
Video
yeah.
Computer System.
Ugh.
So either way, system was through everybody's name until the Xbox came out. And ooh, then maybe
Mike claims when the quote-unquote PC Master Race started around 2008. That's when it went from console to system. You might be right.
Okay.
Because it was pretty recent. I'm pretty sure it was somewhat recent.
Right.
And 2008 is somewhat recent.
And that's also when the Xbox 360 was out. When that started.
I think the difference is that you can actually do other things than just play a video game. You can watch movies. You can watch Netflix. It was a console. Like, that is a all-in-one type thing.
See, right.
I'm stretching. I'm trying to explain something I don't know. So there
you I would... No, they're systems because... they're systems because they're in their name. When they came out, Nintendo Entertainment System. It is a system. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the hell on it. A console is a physical thing. If anything... A PC is a console because you have a monitor and a keyboard and a whole setup like you do with a car. An Xbox and a PlayStation and a Nintendo, you plug it in a TV, yeah, you have a controller, but it's a system. Like, you rely on the system itself.
Remember those old console TVs?
Exactly.
Big ass things.
Yeah, so
when the console would break, you would buy a new TV and put it on top of it. You know what I'm talking about?
And people, you know, they go into the flight, the consoles, right? That's what they call them. Like, flight consoles. And so, yeah, that's stupid. And I'm not saying it anymore because they're not consoles, you goddamn idiots. They're systems.
Fair enough. All right. No, I like it. I like it. So I am going to be getting the PlayStation 5 system.
Yes. And I will go stay with my Xbox system. Oh. My Xbox.
You don't even know what it's called.
What's the Xbox One?
You don't even know what it's called.
I have the launch. I got my thing on launch day, 2013. I've had the same.
No,
Xbox.
I meant the new one. The new one.
Oh no, no. Yeah. I meant to say this one because I'm not getting it right away.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Remember, we went over this.
We did go over this. It's very sad that you're not. But will you be getting the Amico from Intellivision?
Oh my God! Why don't they? They should just make billboards and say, do not buy this. You will hate it.
You're going to hate it. The first thing, I think Mike posted that, like, because, you know, we talk about things before we do the show. So we kind of like go over what we have. And my quote was, are these just like two iPods?
Yes,
like, they look like iPod chargers.
That is error number one. Yikes. Because if you could put your system on display, not tell anyone what it is, and they say, dude, that's
those are the controllers. I mean, the system hooks to the television.
Right. Yes. But the controllers still look like iPods, and that's not like somebody should have been like, look, it's not
like, okay, no, hold on. This is what I want to say. If you're making a nostalgic console, or excuse me, system. Okay. And you could take any of them. You could take Intellivision. You could take Atari. You can even take Sega. I don't care. Don't make it look like the old one. I'm so tired of that. I don't give a shit. I don't want it to look like the old one. I want it to run better than the old one. I want it to be something totally original without the look of nostalgia. I'm so over that. Like, it's fine. I'm into nostalgia because I like to play the original systems. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want a new thing to look like the old thing. Like, what is that?
Yeah, especially the controllers. If the controllers look the same, that's limiting the games. Like, before they showed the gamepad for the Atari VCS and they had showed the stick, everyone's like, dude, what possible games could you compete with?
No, none.
So what are they going to pull out of their ass with these controllers?
They might as well be mobile games is what I'm looking at. You're right. Right. Like that's all they're going to be. It's going to be an Ouya.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So yeah, the nail in the coffin for this was
at least when Ouya. At least Ouya was original. I got to give that to them.
They tried. Fooled people. Yeah. These guys aren't fooling anyone. No. They are pushing and pounding it into people's heads that this is a family machine. This is, they will not have anything that is not rated E on this system.
Yep.
So we went through this already and it almost killed Nintendo. And that is why Nintendo allowed, and the rating system came out and Nintendo, you know,
no, the ratings console. Oh wait,
the ratings console came out for the Nintendo system, for Super Nintendo systems. You know, so what, they're just going backwards in time and they haven't learned from a mistake where it doesn't matter.
No.
People do not want that. Even if they're not going to use it for mature games, they don't want that limitation. Nobody likes it. People won't goddamn wear masks. They're not going to buy this goddamn system. When you're saying, here's a system, but if it's not rated E, you're not playing it. And let's get something straight. Nowadays, I'm sure a lot of companies don't want that E, and they purposely try to do something to make it a little, at least the T.
Yeah.
But you're not even going to be able to play T games.
Yeah, I'm out.
So this or the Atari?
None. I'm out.
No, you have to pick one or you have to pick or you buy both.
I guess the Atari. I guess.
You heard it here. Dave's getting an Atari.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Actually, I mean, I don't want to buy one, but I do want to try it. How's that? Like, I do want to feel it. I want to see what it's all about. But at the same time, I'm not going to buy that thing. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. If they come out with a remastered Seek and Find, the hide and seek game, I might consider it.
Why?
That game is great.
Ugh. You remember it being great as a child.
No. I mean, because I think about it and I played the emulation, and that is one Atari game that it was very clever, except for the fact that the second player had to turn their back. It was like Spy versus Spy. Have you ever played that?
Yes.
Okay. It's kind of like that, where, you know, you hide the traps and the longer you take, the longer they have.
Oh, okay.
So I could immediately, when you turn around to count, I can hide under the couch right next to you and it'll say ready. Well, then, you know, I'm in the vicinity if you only have 5 seconds to find me.
Right.
But if I wait a long time and I'm hiding around the house, although I'm waiting a long time, until you count, you're done counting.
Sure.
You have that whole time, so I could be anywhere.
Sure.
You could hide under the house. You could hide under the sidewalk. Crazy, right?
Whoa, let's play that game. Can you review that game? Can I challenge you for next month? I don't know. I can't do that.
I find it, I mean, I have an Atari. If I find
that's
it,
true.
I'll play it.
That's true. Some people won't be playing the PlayStation 5, though.
Yeah.
Because their orders are being canceled.
What?
And the reason for that is because the retailers such as GameStop, Amazon, Walmart, whatever you want to call them, Best Buy, you name them, they took on too many pre-orders. And some of those pre-orders will not be fulfilled because they're not getting those. That's a big problem. And the fact that they even let that happen is a terrible thing. At least in my opinion, because like you're gonna have all these people that, you know, they went to Twitter, they went to Facebook, they were like, boom, I'm getting it. It's coming. What, you know what I mean? Like they're ready for it. Like, you know, November 12th, it's going to be in my house.
Yep.
And some of those people are going to be very, very upset when they find out that they're not going to get it. And their pre-order is completely canceled. That sucks. Thankfully, I went through Jack, but we went through Sony. You know, we went through actually Sony's website. So they have the right amount. They know what they're doing as far as that goes. And I think that's the way to do it. As far as that goes, how do you feel about this? Does this make you even more want a PlayStation 5 less? Do you see how I did that?
Look, it's I question why PlayStation in the first place didn't somehow reprimand these companies for letting these pre-orders happen essentially exclusively on social media.
And a day before they actually was supposed to. Yeah. Right.
And they tweet themselves, wait a day, fuck it, pre-orders right now.
Yep.
So that's something that shouldn't have happened. And then the fact that they took more pre-orders than they should have is another error. And I haven't heard PlayStation do anything about it except for cancel pre-orders.
That's it.
Now, the only silver lining in this could be that with all those canceled pre-orders, maybe they'll make more available officially through them like you guys did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, that's the only way they can make up for it is doing something like that. But it's not going to help the people that have their orders canceled. Honestly, they should just cancel all the pre-orders and redo it. Reschedule a pre-order date. Be like, fine, you want pre-orders? Everything's canceled. Oh, tough shit. Because your name's already ruined if you're worried about that.
Yeah.
You know, so either people are going to blame you or they're going to blame Walmart. Either way, if they come out and cancel everything, to be fair, and then be like, everybody has a chance on this day. You can go to the same people, but everybody gets this day. Like, put a fucking commercial saying this day. They should do it on their busiest day just to screw those retailers over. If they put a commercial like, go to your local Walmart PlayStation pre-order, dude, you'll have lines out the door.
Yep.
On like in-store only, that'll really stick it to them, dude. In-store only pre-orders,
they,
dude.
Why would they do that? Chaos. Why would they do
either
that?
Either way, no, for me, it doesn't because I wasn't trying to pre-order anything. Like, I know how it is. Dude, I pre-ordered this Xbox One launch day edition.
Yeah.
And from the moment I put it on a pre-order, every day I'm thinking about, oh, my God, is this going to be canceled?
Right.
Oh, my God. I got an email from Best Buy. Oh, thank God. It's still going on. Like,
good,
it was such a hassle. I got there so early. I wanted to make sure I had it. Like, it was emotionally
draining.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's. Both companies are like fucking up. Like, what? It's like they never done this before.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine it's probably happening for Xbox too. Although Xbox was a little smoother, but they still had their problems.
Yeah, that's why I don't like pre-ordering unless it's like I know when I pre-ordered my Xbox One, it was for some reason they didn't have because PlayStation came out, the big war was going on, so their pre-orders were kind of open like a couple days afterwards. Like, I didn't get on there the first day. Like, it was still going on. So it was easier, but still just like knowing that it's
half the battle.
I don't know. Yeah. Knowing that it can be canceled at any time. A pre-order is a pre-order. You're like, it's still a risk, and they have no obligation to fulfill that. Obviously.
Nope, not at all. Ugh.
So why not just wait when you can get it? Cause when you can get it, most people are going to get it. You don't need to be at the elite. Oh, I played this game early. Big deal. I was playing it on Xbox One.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know. Yeah. That's too bad. Sticking with Sony, apparently Sony is changing the way you confirm and cancel.
Oh, I love this.
At least people in Japan right now are very not happy about this. So what does that mean? So like when you go to a menu and you move forward on a PlayStation, you generally hit X, or excuse me, cross, because it's not X, right. It's a cross. And that gets you the next thing. If you want to go back, you hit square and go back. Does that mean you're a square if you hit square to go
back? No, it's circle to go back.
Was it circle?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. It is circle. I had to do it. You're right. Is this a problem? Do we care?
Do we care? We don't care because we haven't really had to deal with it too much. There are a few games in America that do flip it around. The thing is most games, to especially the start screen to select things, it doesn't matter. Like, push any button. I mean, half the games say push start, and you never push start. Yeah. You push A.
Yeah.
or X.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're playing. Look. It would be more detrimental if they were like, hey, you know what? Guess what, guys? We are no longer supporting inverted axis.
Oh.
That would kill a game. That would never happen. But that would be more impactful than saying we're switching these two buttons, because really the buttons are there. So half of it is the game developers. They're the ones programming the buttons. So they're the ones that should be like, you know, whatever. Second of all, remapping. Button remapping has been around for a long time.
I'm gonna stop you right there because I know your argument is coming, and I'm going to shut it down right now.
Okay.
So remapping works for each game, not for the selection things on your like if you're going to select a game to start it, it's still going to be the same button. When you remap your controller, you remap it per game. You don't remap it all the way.
No, dude, you do. There is in Xbox One, because Xbox is the accessibility king right now. You can go into Xbox and I can remap all of my controls. I can, once they came out with the Elite controller is when they did it.
Well,
you can make X. You can flip everything. You can flip everything, not per game. But see, that's the thing. That's where I was going. Per game, you can do it. If it was that big of a problem, they can go in the game and they could switch it.
Right.
But if PlayStation had remapping done, because Xbox does, and look, you wouldn't know because I only know because I have third-party controllers that I had to go in and like tweak out that had the back button. But most people might not know that, but that is something that has been going on, which also makes their arguments weak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Everyone in the world is doing it this way. And they're going based on translation. I guess the O means something to go back in Japanese, and the cross button, whatever that means, the Japanese word for it means
like X,
to,
yeah, like X marks like, the spot, almost like,
yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Like, yes, I affirmative.
Yeah.
So that's fine and dandy, but let's get that translation over to America, say Nintendo with the NES or Xbox. So we can say A means affirmative. Right?
I'm glad. Well, with the Nintendo, the go ahead, like the select button is actually, if you were playing with a PlayStation controller, it would be O. It would be the circle button.
Right.
So it's already like that on the Switch.
Right. But okay. So with NES, here's the thing with NES, where they had B and A, and they were in a line. So it wasn't like a thumb thing. See, for me, what it really is it's the closest button to your fucking thumb. It's the easiest button to press. It's not A for affirmative, B for back. It's not, because those aren't even opposites. In the English language, those are not opposites.
No.
The NES did the same thing. A was on the outside, but that was the one you pushed to select things, right?
Yeah.
And B was on the inside. So I think it's just a bunch of hogwash. I think it was a slow news day for Kotaku.
That's fair. I can't deny that. Yeah.
It's just dumb. It's not even worth it. I mean, too bad, I guess. It's not an issue if they don't want it to be.
Yeah.
And some of the quotes are like, people are, oh, PlayStation's against Japan. Oh, really? Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I'm totally going to screw this up. Yeah, one time. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get it. You'll be fine.
Look, I wouldn't.
Sony traitors.
If Xbox did that and switched the A and B button, I would never not buy another Xbox.
Yeah.
They're just being overdramatic and stupid. Yeah,
and they always
whatever.
Are.
You can get used to anything in a heartbeat, dude. Yep. I had to switch jumping from A to trigger in Overwatch, and yeah, a couple games it sucked, but right now it's the best thing I ever did.
So actually, there is one that if you read all those quotes, there is one quote that actually you go, yeah, circle is confirm, X is cancel, this is easy to understand. Yeah,
true.
Yeah, he's right. Whoever said that, you're right.
It's not X, it's cross.
Well, you know what I mean. I just read it. That's all.
Oh yeah, yeah,
but yeah.
You know, cross doesn't mean.
Yeah.
And either way.
Yeah. And then this one, things will be okay. That's my favorite. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fine.
It's just more PlayStation news that isn't the PlayStation news that we need to hear.
Okay. So let's get into some PlayStation news we need to hear. Spider-Man. We finally got to see a comparison of the PlayStation 4 Spider-Man to the PlayStation 5 Spider-Man. And by far, I think you would agree. It is very well more detailed when it comes to just like the random people driving on the road, walking on the street, the clouds, the buildings, the lighting,
the
reflection, you name it. It looks good. It looks really good. Now,
it looks like the demo that they wanted. Remember we were playing the Puddle Gate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's why it looked like that.
Maybe.
PlayStation.
Now, the weird thing they did an update for Spider-Man PlayStation for PS5 Spider-Man. And the update is actually the way that, well, at least one of the big one is actually the way Peter Parker, his appearance is. Mm-hmm. And which is really odd. And I don't know why this is even a thing. Why did they even... the storyline is exactly the same. There's nothing about it that's different. The only thing that's different is Peter Parker looks absolutely different.
He looks like more like Tom Holland.
So are you thinking they're gearing more towards an MCU look? Which is weird.
It
wasn't broke. Why are we fixing it?
I know. And here's the thing. Maybe somebody was like, they heard all the people saying that stuff about the Avengers, how they were like, oh, they don't look like the people. But I don't think that's really the issue.
But
the fact that they made this character look like Tom Holland's Spider-Man could mean maybe they're planning on this whole Spider-Geddon thing to be more than what we think it is, where, you know, but Sony owns Tom Holland, and Tom Holland is now kind of represented in the game.
All right. In the same vein, then why don't you just make him look like Tom Holland?
What do you mean? Oh yeah, that's what. Well, yeah. Why? But
just
no.
Make him look like Tom Holland.
Why change him? Because that's my representation.
Yeah.
Unless. Remember, okay, so let's go back to the Morbius trailer. Remember the Morbius trailer? This just came to me. The Morbius trailer has the picture of Spider-Man.
It's
the video game Spider-Man. Now, Sony does not, of course, how are they going to pull the video game Spider-Man into that universe and make it with Morbius? The only way is using Tom Holland as that fucking Spider-Man. And to make sense, they have to at least make him current in the video game so it's more realistic when it comes into the movie. And they're not like, well, it's Tom Holland. That's not the same Peter Parker. Well, now it is.
Yeah, but we already know what Peter Parker looks like on PlayStation.
Right.
And now you're going to change it on us, and it's just like, why? I don't know. Don't get it.
Exactly.
Even if it is that reason for Morbius, it's a stupid reason.
Well, hey,
what a waste of...
We exercise our sense of wonder.
Ugh. Oh, stop it.
And our sense of wonder is what they want. And my sense of wonder says that it has something to do with Morbius. Oh, it has something to do with you're right. It has something to do with their comic universe, because Holland's going to be in one more movie or whatever that is for MCU.
I'm hearing at least two more, but you know, we'll see.
But I think look, once he's done, like, they still, Marvel Studios has a stronger everything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I honestly don't know. The kicker and what we really need to know now is if the voice is going to be the same.
As far as I know, it's Yuri.
As far as you know.
As far as I know, I heard the voice is the same. The only thing that's different is what he looks like. Some people are saying that way he could look more like Yuri, but I'm like, but he doesn't look anything like Yuri.
Yeah, that doesn't look like Yuri. That looks like fucking Tom Holland.
Right. So I don't know. Obviously these aren't facts. These are just like what people are saying, because there hasn't been, we don't know for sure what the hell that is. But as far as I know, it's still Yuri Lowenthal, which would be stupid if not. Talk about all the extra work they would have to do for this game that's already been out for over a year.
I know.
Year and a half, whatever it is.
And if it's the same voice but a different face,
it's weird, right?
No, because then the voice would be different in the movies. Are they gonna have Yuri dub? I don't know.
See, now we're getting, but you see what I'm saying? Like, this is why it's so stupid.
It's
that they did that.
It was unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
It was,
great word. Yep.
Because everything else was quote unquote just the flip of a switch. Let's upgrade this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Except for when it comes, and no other character either is altered. No other character did they, and
it doesn't
make
sense.
I don't know, dude.
It's weird, right?
I mean, maybe it's their, I don't know. I'm not going to like play the game again just to see it with this dude.
I mean, I am.
Maybe they'll play it again.
You kidding me, dude? I'm totally playing that game again. But
I'll play the Miles version.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
replay it.
Oh, no, I'm totally going to replay it. Totally.
You wouldn't.
Of course I will.
Why would you do that?
Why not? It's a great game. I've already beaten it three times. What's a fourth?
Well, I mean, if that's your logic.
that is. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, at least you know. Yeah, I'll take that. Let me ask you this though. I'm done with. First of all, I'm done with Spider-Man. Are you gonna go back to Warzone?
Possibly if Marvel doesn't update and keep me involved at frequently, like I will at least keep going back and forth maybe, but
well,
I think I am.
Well, Warzone has banned over 20,000 cheaters. Does that help?
Yes.
Or are they just throwing us a bone? Because that's what I feel like it is.
No, it could be. But, you know, they obviously listened to last week's podcast. And they didn't want me to boycott. And I boycotted for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. This was the reason. The fact that they were treating everybody like fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And then it amounted to something. So they saw that. But
they obviously listened to the show. I'm not saying that as a joke. Maybe I am a little bit. but seriously,
either way, they got it, and somebody was like, you know what, Verlaine is right. We can't do all this, and then it amounted to this huge hack. We got to do something, and we got to do it right now.
Yeah,
and they did it. And 20,000 people in one day is. It's almost like, why did you wait? I mean, that's a huge number to just pull out your fucking ass immediately.
That. Yeah.
But it's like they, I don't even know, but that's good for me. You know, mm-hmm. taking those hackers out is very good, especially for a game like that, that pretty much forces you to play with them.
Yeah.
It forces you to play crossplay. And crossplay is how you're getting screwed with the cheaters. So if you're going to force people to play with cheaters, get rid of the cheaters. So that we play with nobody.
And there you go. You play with nobody at all. We find out that there's nobody playing the game but cheaters. That'd be terrible.
So, yeah. And you know, it would be cool if they did things like that. Like some games will take cheaters and put them in their own servers. You can only be matched up with other cheaters and see how that goes.
Actually, I'm cool with that. I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious to watch.
Yeah.
Just spectate that.
Who's going to win that game, that match?
It's always a draw, just never ending. But yeah, I mean, as long as I get off this fucking PlayStation kick, like I will definitely update Warzone with its 10 gig update or whatever it is, 100 gig update, and try season 6.
Why not? Right?
Why not?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. You want? I'm waiting for the day where you go. Hey, you want to play some guns?
The guns.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you're talking about. Every time you say it, I know what you're talking about. So that's why that's good. Verlaine calls Warzone guns. It won't like in a personal circle. I'm taking you guys behind the curtain a little bit there.
I used the guns in front. Not that one.
That's different. So Cyberpunk 2077. Are you gonna buy this game?
No. I mean, based on right now, I mean, not, I'm not, there's no need right now for me.
I mean, other than Keanu, it's really the only thing I can think of.
It's not even enough.
It's not enough, right? Enough. I'm kind of on the same page. Just recently, publisher, you know, CD Projekt Red, has put in a mandatory 6-day work week leading up to the November release of the game Cyberpunk 2077. I feel like that should make you nervous as a gamer, because they're not done with this game.
They said they were done with the game,
right?
Remember?
Yes. And and they lie to you. It's an obvious lie. They're putting in 6-day work weeks to get this game done or finished. Whatever you want to call it.
The game was supposed to be finished. It didn't work. It was so finished that they didn't even it work on Xbox One. They just it's not going to work, plain and simple.
It was so finished that it was broken is really what it is. The announcement of that makes me feel really bad for the creators of the game. And I'm talking about like the not the owners, you know, not the actual publisher. I'm talking about the workers. It's obviously crunch time for them. I can actually when I read the article about it, and the article was on Bloomberg, so like everything about this is real. This is going to affect their market sales because of the extra time they're putting in. And I think it's going to obviously affect their sales because of the actual announcement of the 6-day work week. I know a lot of people out there, even me being included in that, doesn't really like that news. I feel bad for those people, and because they're not going to get paid anymore. They're going to pay whatever it is to get the game done, or quote unquote done. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe they will get more money. Did they say they're not?
They never mentioned anything like that. Look,
granted, most of them probably will be on salary, but yeah, this could be an issue. Like, look, yes, it's not good. If everything was going right and the game was finished and everything we heard was true and honest, then this is absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm gonna update that. This was a part I didn't see. It was an article that I actually didn't read all the way through. I read a few articles, but this is the only one that actually says this. In a post Twitter Wednesday, CD Projekt employees can continue to count on bonus payouts amounting to 10% of the company's annual profit. This could prove to be a lucrative sum, as analysts estimate the Warsaw-based company's net income will rise 11-fold to $2 billion, that's $250 million in 2020. CD Projekt has 1,079 employees at the end of June, or they've had like that was the report at the end of June, how many employees they had. So who knows? I'm sure it's about the same now. Okay. All right. I feel a little better for that, and that's fine. And they obviously deserve it, but like, it still doesn't make me feel good about this game.
Right.
There's no way anyone should feel good about this game other than just the people that are blind about it. That's been hearing about it for the last fucking 15 years or whatever it is. And they just want this game to come out so bad because they think it's going to be good, but you have to read between the lines. And I think that's what we're trying to address here.
Yeah. It was like a DOS based game or something, right? Like some weird, but look, I mean, that's what I was going to say. Like with things like this, you get situations where, and yes, I don't work for them, so I don't know this.
Right.
But when a company does something like that, especially a company, some people are smart and they know, like, people just complained about so-and-so company saying they had to work so much overtime and all this stuff. So now to do that after saying they were not going to do that, there had to be something. They couldn't just be doing that. So there's a couple people who are like, that's not good enough. I'm complaining to Kotaku because that's exactly what someone did. It wasn't, it was always like that, but they only told the bad. So then the company had to be like, whoa, 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 we're going to give you bonuses, blah, 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 which could be a lie, which could have been something they made up. But here's the deal. The only thing that we don't know is how good those workers are. Yeah. What if these workers suck? What if they deserve it? What if they had these things and they're like, we're so good. And then the testing line is like, this is broken. This is broken. This is broken. They can't fix it. These guys are chump workers. And now the company's like, dude, you guys have to fix this. And now they're like, oh, we're too good. We're good enough. It's your problem, dude. I'm going to go to Kotaku because they got my back. They have nothing else to report. They'll love this.
They'll love this.
They'll cut the good half out.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Kotaku. I was just.
I know. Yeah. I hear what you said.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, even in that case, like, when it's public like this, sometimes when it sounds too bad, like, what the hell? There's got to be something to it because we don't know everything that goes on in that company. And they don't want us to know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they didn't want us to know that these guys were getting bonuses because maybe another game they're working on, those guys aren't getting bonuses. But now everybody has to get bonuses because so-and-so had to run their goddamn mouth.
Yeah, well, they have a past of not treating their workers, as they put it, humane. And in a happened to be a Kotaku article. In a Kotaku article, it said that they were, at least last year, they were looking to make sure that that CD Projekt Red was more humane for their workers. Quote, we are known for treating gamers with respect. I actually would like for us to also be known for treating developers with respect.
They said that?
Yep. Quote.
Well, I cannot defend that.
No, who could?
Here's a defense. Hey, developers for CD Projekt Red, don't fucking work for them, dude. Like, if I went to work for a company and other people were like, dude, that company has, if the company during the interview, they're like, hey man, we're known to treat our employees like shit.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to be like, sign me up, dude.
No, I mean, who is
still part of their problem. Like, you know, like, you got involved. You're going to sleep with a hooker, then you got to deal with their customers.
That's it. All of them, actually. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. All right, whatever. I'm not buying that game. I'm out. I'm not buying it.
Oh, one thing I did want to mention. So they had the extended trailer with Keanu Reeves that's explaining a little bit more of the story. And we already knew it's all about body modification and that's the superhero thing and it's illegal. There is a show on Netflix that I raved about a while ago when it was new. It's called Love, Death, and Robots. And it's just a small – yeah, I told you about it. It's a bunch of small little mini episodes.
That's right.
Love, death, or robots, or all of them. Some of them are live action. It's kind of like the Animatrix or Liquid Television, where it's all different artists and stuff and whatever. One of the stories is that it's not called Cyberpunk. It is based on illegal genetic modification, and then they go into a ring and fight with these. So they're and there's a game. That game that we played.
Pokemon?
No. Oh, it's the Xbox game that I thought was so stupid. Oh my God. And it has a cybernetic ninja and I just hated it. And it was like the thing I was like, dude, they're pumping this as their Overwatch. Oh my God. I wish I remembered. That game is the same thing. It's based on an underground community of people that are doing body modifications to become stronger and then going and fighting each other.
Yeah.
Crazy how unoriginal that is now.
There you have it. Wow. Yeah. All right. Well then, yeah, you definitely talked me out of it in this case. Yeah. Okay. Let's get to some Nintendo news. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo. Well, you know what? Before I get to that one, let's do this. They announced a new character for Super Smash Brothers. It's actually articles on the website gamefixshow.com. You can kind of like look through it and see what they announced. Although we'll just tell you.
Yeah, the story is gonna.
Steve from Minecraft. Are you excited about Steve from Minecraft being Smash Bros?
I would be more excited if he wasn't the 77th fucking character in that game. if he was like the 10th, it'd be like, whoa!
Yeah, but cool.
Now you're just pulling shit out of an asshole.
Yeah, why do we even care at this point? They all the characters do the same thing, just it looks different, right? It's a two-button fighting game.
Yeah, I don't like that. I didn't like that. The only thing I didn't like about All-Stars, PlayStation All-Stars, was when, you know, you're playing like pretty much just Parappa the Rappa. Anything that took out of the dimensions.
Yeah.
So you got this game that not only throws in cartoons and so many pixelated, different like, art styles, but then like the boxes. LED dude, watch the pocket watch guy. What is it?
Game and Watch. Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Game and Watch.
Yeah.
Things like that, it is stupid. And then to pull out Minecraft. Now, you know this guy, like any other fighting game, like when they pull out characters, like, they...
Look, it's my new it's my new character. It's my Super Mario Brothers Game & Watch. Look, it will beat you or something.
Good for Xbox, first
good,
of all.
Good for you.
Another, like... You know, they're on Nintendo right now. So now what's happening is it's a reverse. Now everybody's like, oh, I don't want my stuff on your console. But guess what? Xbox is on your console. So now who's the chump? Everyone can play Xbox on any console. Now it's almost like Nintendo has to come and ask to be on our console.
Yeah.
You know, so either way, what a horrible character just in general to have. He is a plain nobody. Like, what abilities are you going to do? Like,
well, I'm guessing you can summon a creeper.
A creeper. Oh, yeah, you could do summoning like Resident Evil Jill.
You could summon a creeper, but there's also other skins. You could play as Alex. You could play as Enderman. Do we want to play as Enderman?
Do I want to play Smash Brothers?
That's an even better question. No, we don't.
So, yeah.
Oh, and you could be a zombie, too, which... Okay.
If they took one art style and then made everybody that came into that fit that, like the first Smash Brothers, everybody was 3D, a 3D fucking character. They didn't have, they looked like their character from the game and they looked like they belong in this one.
Right.
I don't know why they lost that whole thing and they thought it would be clever to be like, fuck it, let's just pull them straight from the game. Let's have a pixelated Mario.
Well, didn't they put in Paper Mario?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. So that's
That's what I don't like. And there's other games that, you know, that are out there like Brawlhalla or whatever. When they bring in a character, they'll do their own artwork. Like the dude from Dead Cells is in one of those games. He's not that pixelated Dead Cells. He's their artwork Dead Cell guy. Right. I don't know. I'm not excited about that game. I mean, I think it's interesting because it's a non-Nintendo owned property.
That's the most interesting thing. It's a Microsoft owned thing. So,
and that could be maybe part of their deal or an upcoming deal that they have. I still
Smash Brothers for the Xbox. Are you kidding me?
No, maybe Mario in some form, but I'm thinking more along the lines of, hey, we're going to let the Xbox streaming the X Cloud on the Nintendo Switch. What are you going to give us?
That's interesting.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
But your character, the only one non-Nintendo in our game. I mean, that's like fucking taking Master Chief and putting it in there. PlayStation, it's like PlayStation taking Master Chief and putting him in All-Stars.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty like, it's not a third party. It's not like Ryu or anybody. It's like, seriously, an exclusive property of Microsoft. Totally. So, I don't know. See where it goes. His 77th character, though, just seems desperate right now.
It's just a lot. In other Nintendo news, this made me LOL, let's just say. Apparently, Nintendo is warning owners of the Nintendo Switch to make sure that you charge your console at least once every 6 months, or else the battery won't be able to charge and thus will be unable to use. Now, sounds like sound advice, right? You know, they don't want you to lose the console. That message, and this is what's blowing my mind, that message is geared for owners of the Switch that don't play their Switch anymore to make sure they at least charge it. That doesn't make any sense. Why are you even talking to those people? They're not going to buy anything else from you.
It makes sense in 2003 when batteries had memories, and when you know what I'm saying, when you had to charge, you had to charge your battery all the way and pretty much deplete it as low as you can go before charging it, or else it'll start remembering the charge points.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like they're doing. They use a cheap ass old fashioned type battery that needs to keep that memory. Because look, when you just said that, that's obvious. Don't charge it or the battery will die. And if you have a dead battery, you can't play the Switch. No effing S. Duh.
Yeah.
No battery, no play.
Yeah,
no charge, no battery, blah.
But okay. I play it two times a week. Okay. Like I pick it up, I play it maybe 2 hours a week. Okay, not a lot, but I do enjoy playing a little Animal Crossing. It is very relaxing. Every once in a while, I'll play some Tetris 99. That's fun. I have Dead Cells, so I play Dead Cells. You know, and that's fun. That's definitely fun on the Switch. It's actually one of the best games on the Switch, to be honest, as opposed to Smash Brothers. But we're not talking about that. I play my console, and I generally don't play it on the TV. It's a handheld console for me. Like I always play it handheld. So which means I charge it once a week, you know, whatever, something like that. Maybe once every other week. Mm-hmm. But like I actually play it. Why do they even care about those people that aren't playing the console? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Because their battery, if it's drained all the way, and after 6 months of having nothing, the battery
cares?
Would be dead.
But who cares?
Because here's the thing. This is why this isn't a norm. If the battery goes that long without a charge and it's dead for that long,
right.
it will brick the battery. So then they will not be able to play their Nintendo Switch.
But who cares? They're not playing it anyway.
Okay, so
that's my point.
But listen, what happens if next gen consoles come out? You get a PlayStation 5, and then for the next 3 months, new games come out, plus the games you're playing. So you go 3 to 4 months without touching your Switch. Just what if? And then what if you went to that Switch and it was dead and you're like, oh shit, I gotta charge it. You plug it in. Nothing's happening. Now you can't play your Switch at all. That is bad news. Now what they're doing is they're not going to say, or it will die, because they're going to have another fucking lawsuit on their hands. they hadn't. So they're subtly doing this because that's the only explanation.
They said, I mean, it says the internal battery won't be able to charge and thus will become unable to use. So they actually do say that.
So that is why. And that is why it's important that even if you're not playing it, like just because I don't play my Xbox 360, I would hate to turn that on and not be able to play and all of a sudden have the red ring of death.
Yeah.
That pissed me off even after these years. And that's what that's look. That shouldn't happen. This is an issue. And them saying this is somebody has got to say something like this is not the early 2000s, dude.
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't matter. It really honestly shouldn't matter whether it's sitting there on. I mean, I could keep my phone uncharged for a long like that many and probably plug it in and it'll still charge.
Yeah.
At least turn on.
I don't know. It confuses me. I don't know. I wouldn't talk to those people. Like, you know, you already got their money. They're not going to buy any more. You know what I mean? Like, sorry.
I think they just started finding out that systems they're bad. People are calling like, I can't blah, 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 blah. Well, what happened? Oh, well, my Switch was in my cabin and I haven't been there all summer or all winter. Well, you know,
that could be.
We got an issue once a lot of people start having this happen.
Yeah.
Because then what? Because then they can start being like, dude, it wasn't 6 months. I was playing it last week and now it's dead. Yeah. I want my money back.
Let me ask you this. If you had a Switch, would you consider purchasing Mario Kart Live Home Circuit? We haven't talked about this on the show. It's coming this month too.
It looks fun if you have you have to have like a huge amount of space. Right. You have to have a big house.
Okay, so let's explain what it is. With the game, you get a Mario in a Mario Kart, you know, like an actual remote control car, and he has a camera on top of it. And what you do is you set up your house. I don't know. It's like I'm guessing it's some kind of digital thing that you would set up, and you drive around in your living room or in around your house through your console, but it's kind of like AR. So yeah. like you have to look at the console screen, excuse me, the system screen. I see I messed up. I already messed it up. You got to look at the system screen, and you know, you can get the question mark blocks and you can throw the, shells and stuff. But in the screen, you could see them like spin out and everything. But if you're watching it like at your home, all it does is the cart will just stop and then go.
Yeah, if you played with another person,
right?
Or if you got shot, yeah, it would just stall.
Is this just another like stupid Nintendo idea?
It is
like,
absolutely
like the Labo.
But I'm a sucker for AR as well as VR, and it looked if I had enough space, it looked like it could be interesting.
Yeah,
because you take the four parts and it memorizes, and you can't do tons of stuff. But what they showed, I mean, I don't know, it looks like it'd be fun, especially with two people.
But
with
you have
the whole
to,
stopping of the carts.
You have to play it. You have to have at least another person to play it with.
No, because when you play by yourself, the Bowser kids are playing with you. So then, if no one's going to want to watch you play this game at all, because single player, there's nothing. You're just going around, and if they shoot you, your thing will stop.
Right.
I think it's cool that like when you start doing the different CCs, your cars will actually go faster.
Right.
You know. And then they have like the Boo Ghost, and like some of the levels will shoot lava or meteors, like at the Koopa. You play a couple times, and then it's stupid.
And then you never play it again. I mean, I would imagine batteries would have to be included or some kind of recharge for the cars, the carts.
I also imagine that those cars are pricey.
Oh God,
a camera on them and a computer in them, and their Bluetooth or whatever to just pick up on the Switch. It's a cool gimmick. Just like all their gimmicks, it's just you try it once, hey, neat, and then you dip.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would play it if I had a Switch. I don't know.
No word on maybe pricing.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's going to be more than people think it's going to be. It doesn't even come with a lot, and you don't get both cars. You pick Mario or Luigi. So then you're going to have the whole, which one's more popular? Now I'm not going to be able to find this one because everybody bought all the Luigis.
Yeah.
Because for some reason and they think he's cool now because he wasn't back then.
Well, because he has the, you know, for Mario Kart, he's like, argh, he's like mad, you know what I mean? $108. You just laughed.
No, I'll pass, dude. No way. The game better be free.
Well, I mean,
oh, wait, it doesn't matter because it's you need
what
the
is
car,
the difference? So, yeah, what's the difference?
Yeah, screw that. No way. $108 to play like three times. Yeah, like
I just found one.
And you need a big house.
Yeah.
With floors. The whole track, I'm sure, needs solid floors. So you need hardwood floors. You can't even have carpet.
About $100. Let's just say $100.
Wow. People will buy it. But
oh, they will.
I think it'd be cool to play, but I'm not going to be the one that's going to have it.
I'm out on that. I'm out. I'm totally out. Oh, David. Yeah. David. I just wanted to mention it because we haven't really talked about it. One other thing I want to mention, this is all speculation, but they're saying that there has been another Mortal Kombat 11 leak for the upcoming characters, and this leak says that it could be John Rambo from Rambo.
Rambobble.
Do we need it? Do we need Rambo? I don't think we need Rambo, right?
We don't.
Rambo?
Because we have...
Come on, Adam.
It seems like they're trying to give us all these 80s crossovers that we never got because people were so stingy with their IPs. I went digging, and Rambo is now owned by some Chinese company.
Yeah.
So it's totally possible because really they can only grab from WB and New Line characters, I believe. And that's a third party, but it's a third party that they own Rambo and they own the Expendables.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So it's a company that would, I mean, they let them do that Rambo game and then put out a DLC. Like, I think it's possible, but dude, here's the thing, man. If we go through this and all of these leaks and data mines end up being true, I don't know how much faith, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter, but why not just give us all the info? You see what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like they're not trying to hide it. Their entire character list, the whole first DLC list, was leaked perfectly, spot on.
Yep.
And they did nothing but say, please don't watch it. They didn't want it out there, yet they're not stopping anyone. So we're getting all these leaks, all this information, and it's all coming true. All of it.
Well, there's been a lot of these leaks, so I don't know if all these are going to come true. Well,
all the data mine ones. Well, right. This new wave is different because, you know, we don't have that same disgruntled employee that leaked out the specifics, but we still have the data miners. And based on their data mining that first session compared to the leaks, they're getting an idea. But that also went with me thinking, it doesn't mean Rambo. R-A-M can mean fucking a lot of different dudes. It could mean nothing. They could have gotten smart and been like, let's just throw things out there so they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. It could be because Team Ramrod. You don't know.
They say we saw Fujin.
It could be Ramathorn from the Super Troopers.
Yeah, I guess it could. Ram, right? Data miners found Fujin's name all over the game. I mean, you see it when Cassie Cage wins. Oh, no, that was the last game. But, you know, it was all data mined. And then it was removed. And then people were like, oh, they took them out or it's not real, blah, blah, blah. Well, then they put them back in because they just removed things and put them back in. Same thing happened to Ash. And I'm still on board with Ash is going to be in this goddamn game.
Okay. They're saying that's over with. So I don't know.
I don't understand where the chainsaw comes from then at the end of the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And with... it's too much back and forth. It's not even subtle back and forth. It's flat out. He's not in the game. He is in the game. He's not in the game. He is in the game. Pretty much from the same people, both saying yes and no. So I think I think he's still coming. As for Rambo would make sense, especially now towards his last movie, which I didn't see, but how gory and like a murderer they made Rambo would fit in Mortal Kombat.
It's true.
I don't give a shit about adding all the older characters. It's just like I feel about, the Street Fighter, like Rain. Okay, Rain's cool, big deal. Like I turn into him with Shang Tsung. He's not going to be in the game because I turn into him as Shang Tsung.
Yeah,
he's not. Like, look at the story of the game. Shang Tsung owns his body.
Yep.
Shang Tsung turns into the dead Sub-Zero and the dead Scorpion.
Yeah. We're not going to see those characters. Right.
So we're not going to see Rain unless they make another story.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
All right. All right. Well, it's just, it's speculation. So we don't know. We don't know. We don't know.
It would, it'd be, look, it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I'd want to put him up against the Terminator and RoboCop.
Well, you could see, you guys can actually see all those leaks on our website, gamefixshow.com. So you can,
they'd have to put in Commando then.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. Suburban Remember Commando.
When I kill you last.
Suburban Commando. You put in Hulk Hogan. That'd be sweet. Anyway. So we usually do the segment of...
Ah, man, I'm all out of cash!
Because of all the free games. I'm not going to do that this time around. I'm going to tell you to go to the website, gamefixshow.com, and see them for yourself. They all suck, and that's why I'm not going to go there this time around.
Aw, man, I purposely didn't read it just because I thought you were going
to
tell me.
No, trust me. It's not good. It's not good. I'm like, oh, all of them. I don't even know who won this time around. I don't think anyone did. I think we all lost this time around. Need for Speed Payback. Yeah, great. All right. yeah. Let's get into some movie news, shall we?
Hollywood
just released, and it's going to be Amazon Prime. It looks like straight to Amazon Prime, which is not like straight to video anymore. Amazon Prime is actually like a good place to be. Straight to video. Borat 2 trailer released. What do you think? Do we need another Borat? I feel like we kind of talked about it already on an old show. I think I play like a little piece of something of Sacha Baron Cohen like a while ago.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was like him like singing a song. I don't know.
Well, look, yeah. I think anyway. Yes, anyway. Because what we do not have lately is one of those guerrilla style filmed movies.
And that's all this does. Is. Yeah.
The movie is the other people around him don't know that it's a movie. And right. That's even though it's not original in his sense, it is, he's funny dude. He does some crazy shit. I mean, it's just like Jackass almost.
Yeah.
And we don't have anything to compete with it. So I think it's good. It's, I think it will be refreshing to see a movie like that. After all the superhero movies and like everything is just a fucking blockbuster.
Yeah.
That all these little movies have. And look, I love blockbusters and I, you know, shit on a lot of indie flicks. This is an indie, I know, but no. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's a good one.
Okay.
It'll be a refresher.
Right. It'll be fun. It'll be stupid, but fun. You know, my wife is like, oh, I'm out.
Current. And the fact that it's so current, like South Park current, like coronavirus, Trump current.
Yep.
That's a good get. Like and they did something good.
Yeah, you need to release that sooner rather than later. Like that that has to be out. Yeah. So it's still hot, if you will. Netflix is in the works for a new TV series, Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
Starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's a lie. That's totally a lie.
Okay, well, is it starring Jason Momoa?
I have no idea. They're saying it could be Conan. Yeah. I don't know.
It could be.
Do we need a Conan?
Yes, Conan. It's Conan.
Okay.
His name's not Conan. It's Conan, the fucking barbarian, the fucking destroyer. And it was supposed to be Conan the Conceivable, but that was canceled. Yeah. And then we got the Jason Momoa Conan, which was still good. Mm. Conan, yes. We need a good Conan movie, dude.
All right, yeah. Because what about a Conan game?
Sonya, huh?
What about a Conan game? Because we've
well,
had
they have
shit.
That. They have yeah. the MMO.
Game yeah, they're not which, good.
No, well, yeah. That, you can't take Conan wasn't an age of time or a time period. It's not a land. It was a right. fucking dude, and yeah. they made an MMO. It's like DC Online. Like, if I'm gonna play DC, I don't want to be me standing by Superman. I want to be fucking Superman.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So that's what, and yeah, that game I didn't get into. It's still going on. It's still being updated. So some people like it. The movies though, I mean, yeah, that and Red Sonja.
I am not excited about Conan the Barbarian.
Did you ever watch any of them?
Yeah, not great. Not my fave.
Oh, I love
them. Okay. All right. That's fair. I like it.
And I watched the cartoon Conan the Adventurer.
God, Conan. So old. How old are you? Like 50?
76.
76. How about this one? This is the news that actually interests me. For the MCU, according as far as Spider-Man 3 goes, it looks as if Jamie Foxx will be playing Electro again. He will be redoing this character, or I don't know how you would actually explain it, but he is coming back as Electro. This tells me that Electro, in all its glory or whatever, is canon with the MCU, obviously, because that's what they're doing. But because he is canon, that also means that Garfield's Spider-Man is canon. But we should have already realized this because we already had J. Jonah Jameson in the MCU, played by what's his name?
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, not J.K. J.K. Simmons. J.K. Rollins. Yeah, the woman who wrote Harry Potter. No. Yeah, but that we should have realized that the Spider-Verse is coming. Like, we kind of did, and we kind of was like, oh, maybe they'll do that, because we didn't really know at the time, but we should have realized right then and there it's going to happen. Now that I hear this news, it's totally going to happen, and if it doesn't, I quit.
It doesn't mean that Garfield is canon, because it's not based on the actor. It's based on the character. So okay. Electro is the Electro.
Fair.
That Electro is canon. So having that Electro in Spider-Man 3, I think Spider-Man in Sony's world is Tom Holland.
But right? Jamie Foxx is playing it.
Right, but see, Jamie Electro is one person who, he hasn't been played by any other character, and he's only been in one movie. And they like him, and this Spider-Man 3 movie is more, it's a Sony flick. Don't be surprised if Venom doesn't end up in the end of it, because this is going to be the one that's kind of pulling Spider-Man towards Sony. So the best way to do that is to start putting other characters, and they're taking after Marvel in keeping the same actors for once in their fucking lives. So you see what I'm saying?
Like, I don't know.
Jamie Foxx.
I disagree, because I see the Spider-Verse. That's what I see.
The Spider-Geddon coming, like, that's gonna be,
what's Spider-Geddon? I thought it was Spider-Verse. Why, who,
Spider-Geddon is
Spider-Geddon feels like the console of Spider-Verse
system.
no
it feels
like the console of Spider-Geddon
is the sequel to the Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse was,
but we haven't had the Spider-Verse yet.
We just had the movie called Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that was a cartoon, and it has nothing to do with the MCU. I'm talking about the MCU. Can we just talk about the MCU?
MCU will not do the Spider-Verse. They're not doing that. Spider-Verse is already done, and it's done by Sony. That is canon. The Spider-Geddon is going to be, whether it's animated or not,
I like it.
Spider-Geddon brings together all the Spider-Mans in every form of movie, every form of comic, every cartoon, every video game. That's Spider-Geddon. Every dimension and every form of Spider-Man together. Into the Spider-Verse was all the comic versions of Spider-Man put together.
Yeah.
That's why it's a sequel, because it expands.
And I want to say thank you to Brett for calling out Cave Johnson. If you know what he's talking about, then you know.
I don't.
Well, then you don't like Portal.
I don't. I mean, not that I don't like it, but in any case, that's I don't think that the MCU is going to have anything to do with that. MCU is going to have the multiverse, but it's not going to be the Spider-Verse, because they would never devote it to Spider-Man, because that's Sony's. Like, Spider-Man is Sony's character. Like, they can't, like, Sony is just bringing Jamie Foxx in because it was good. It was a good different Electro.
It was. I liked it.
And why not? Like, if Garfield was still Spider-Man, everything would be fine. But it's not like they're saying, we're making Jamie Foxx canon. We're just making Electro canon and using Jamie Foxx. We already have a Spider-Man. So we're going to have Spider-Man Tom Holland. You know, like if Garfield got fired.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a sequel to Amazing Spider-Man. But I think it's a good call. It's something that's bringing, because even Venom, it's going to be Electro Venom. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're building their own thing on the side while Marvel is still helping them. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they're doing.
But why would they help them?
Because they need, just like the reason they bought Spider-Man and wanted the whole deal in the first place. People wanted Spider-Man. Marvel, you know, is Spider-Man.
Maybe.
Like, that's the whole deal that they have with Spider-Man. Like, they let them use Spider-Man, Tom Holland, for their movies. They get all the theater revenue, and Marvel Studio gets everything else, all the royalties. So they have an agreement. And people remember the whole thing that was going on. Tom Holland had to call the guys from Sony and say, please let us use, you know, let us be in the Marvel thing. Let's still do this. People want it. because we weren't going to see Spider-Man in any more Marvel shit. We would have had to come up with something like Miles Morales while they had Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Or they're going to give up because it's almost like this. Marvel Studios, quote unquote, owns Tom Holland's likeness as Spider-Man, but Sony owns Spider-Man in cinema form.
Okay.
So we're either going to have Tom Holland going to the Sony verse, or they're going to have their Miles and they're going to kill off the Tom Holland and they're going to have a different Spider-Man take over.
It could happen.
But either way, Jamie Foxx is fucking, that's awesome. I just hope it's not too late. I don't know how old he is, but
no, I'm sure he's fine.
I think his story that they, dude, I didn't mind it. I love the end of that movie because they were doing the Sinister Six.
Yep.
That's what they, maybe that's what they are going to do. That I would believe. They're going to have Venom. They're going to have Electro. They'll just have to bring in a Doc Ock. They kind of had a Rhino if they want to bring him back.
I'm ready to see Doc Ock. I'm ready to see that.
He's already part of it. Dude, that's where they're going. Yeah. Mysterio, Vulture, Electro, Venom. They need two more. Who are those people? Shocker, they killed. Sandman, they can bring back.
Yep.
One more. Doc Ock.
Doc Ock.
And they have Doc Ock.
Yeah.
Calling it. Spider-Man 3 is Return of the Sinister Six.
I'd love it. Okay. You've heard it here first. Or maybe not, but at least first. So, all right. I think we can end it on that note. And that was a positive note. I'll give you that. Anything else you want to add, Verlaine?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening, viewing and listening live. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for downloading the show. That's awesome. We really do appreciate it. Please let your friends know if they are gamers. We want them involved too. Yes, we do. Yeah, that's it. So thank you, Verlaine. I don't know why I'm thanking you.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, Spanish.
I guess, yeah, next week we're going to know more about pretty much everything. I think we're going to hear more about the PlayStation and about those pre-orders, obviously, because we have about a month and a week or so until the actual release of the console. That's kind of exciting. Yeah, dude, there's so much gonna happen here soon. Anyway, all right. Yeah. On that note, Brucey B, take us away.
Goodbye. Have a nice day. Peace.
See you.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dino Tripodis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.